Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Let's welcome our honorable guest, Mulana Salman Yunus. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Hazrat Mulana Salman Yunus, all well on your side. How's the Ramadan going?
Yeah, alhamdulillah. All well with Allah Ta'ala's fazl and has gone very fast. Inshallah, Allah Ta'ala accepts from us.
Ameen, ameen. Mulana Salman Yunus, it's your first time with us, alhamdulillah. We honor, respect, and enjoy that we hear new voices sometimes. So, at this given juncture, it is just few hours left now of Ramadan, without no exaggeration. A few days ago, we were saying few hours, but what we meant was it's the time is so limited. But literally now, Allah Azza wa Jalla has granted us another opportunity to say, hey, here's a chance for you. You want to capitalize. You said you, Ramadan, you were upset that it was almost going yesterday, oh listener, but it's still here for us today in South Africa, Malawi, surrounding countries. It's still here. Mulana Salman, how can we appreciate this time, this few hours? What can we do to make it or to capitalize?
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسول الكريم أما بعد الحمد لله all praise is thank and thanks to Allah Ta'ala alone that Allah has given us iman and Allah Ta'ala has allowed us to see this Mubarak month of Ramadan. One is we saw the starting and now Allah Ta'ala has allowed us to enter the final few hours of this blessed month of Ramadan 1445. When Ramadan was commencing, I remember often we should hear that this is a guest coming to you and we should honor this guest and welcome this guest appropriately. And now likewise we know that Ramadan will be leaving us soon. And when a guest is leaving also with honor and with humbleness, we should see how we can let this guest get a send-off in a most befitting manner possible. So like this year, alhamdulillah, we see that it is man's nature. Man's nature is such that when a bounty becomes familiar to him and is acquainted to it, then he tends to lose its significance and auspiciousness. The Arabic saying is, "An-ni'matu idha fuqidat, urifat." So now having experienced this entire month of Ramadan, and now these few hours are left, we tend to let it slide by thinking about Eid and preparations for the day of Eid. But in actual fact, we should remember that just like on the first of Ramadan, we were anxiously waiting. Why? Because this is what we call that bonus season, the season of getting maximum with the bare minimum. This is the time where we knew that now one sunnah action is the reward of a faraz and a faraz of 70 more. So likewise, in this last day of Ramadan, let us keep that in mind, that I have these final few hours where this opportunity is still there, where I can get so much more sawab. Let us look at it and let us act upon it with this in mind, that just as I started off, let me finish off. And if you look at the example of a race, that person, he started off the race so well. He took the lead. He had that gap. And now, for some reason or the other, in that last final lap, the final stretch, he thinks to himself, let me just take it easy. Let me slow down a bit. I've done well so far. But in thinking such, he'll end up losing the race as others will overtake him. Or if he thinks to himself, let me now look around. I never look around so long. Let me see who's the spectators, what they got in the stands. In doing so, he might fall and slip and he won't even finish that race. So now in these final few hours, we shouldn't let ourselves get distracted. We shouldn't lose sight of that end goal, of that finish line. Until we reach that finish line, until we have come out of this month of Ramadan, then only can we start enjoying the day of Eid. And the day of Eid has been kept for us after the month of Ramadan has passed on. So now, in eagerness, we try to prepare for Eid. That, you know, what can I do to make this day go faster? Maybe we're going to sleep it out. Maybe we get involved in futile activities just to make it seem like time is passing by so I can have my Eid come faster. But in actual fact, we are doing ourselves a disservice. We're not valuing this time that Allah Ta'ala has given us. And look at the divine wisdom of Allah Ta'ala, that many of us were preparing in case Eid was today. So that means all our Eid preparations are already done. everything is up to standards. That leaves us with today being completely free. Completely nothing left for us to do because everything is done. We can dedicate the day exclusively for the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. Let us not try to find something else to add to that Eid table or find something else to add for the day of Eid, whereas it would have been sufficient had it been today. So let us dedicate the time we have left for today, that how can I utilize these final moments exclusively in the ibadat of Allah. And if we look, always it is nice to take examples from around us so that we might be familiar with it and relate to it. Like a person is giving out gifts to someone, and he's got the people coming and collecting and collecting, and now he's seeing that the line is getting less, but he's still got so much to give, so much to give. So he thinks to himself, all this time I was giving one, I got so much left to give, let me give 10, 20 now, because there's so few people left. Now this time of Ramadan is coming to an end. Allah's treasures are unlimited. Allah is saying now that this time is coming to an end and these people still want more and more. Now Allah will increase and increase and increase. We shouldn't deprive ourselves from this chance. And if you look at the example of a teacher and his student, that end of the term is approaching and it's the last day of the term. The student knows all work have been done, all works have been submitted. The teacher knows whatever expectation I had of the children, the students, they have fulfilled it. There is nothing left basically now. So where before the student might have been scared and shy of asking the teacher for a free period or asking to go out to play. But now knowing very well that I've done what was expected of me of this month, of my time. Now when I ask that teacher, the teacher will say, you know what, you've done everything. Whatever you ask for now, take, no problem. Go have whatever you desire. So likewise, in this final moment of crucial importance is dua. Very, very important on this day. And alhamdulillah, it happened to be a Wednesday as well. And we know that on a Wednesday, between Monday and between Zuhr and Asr, is a time where we are familiar, that is through experience, that is the acceptance of one's dua. So let us capitalize on this day, that how we can make more and more dua on this day and make dua for ourselves, for the ummah. And what especially dua for acceptance. Dua for acceptance of this month of Ramadan that has passed us. That the pious of the past used to say, our kabirin, that for 6 months after Ramadan, they would make dua, istighfar, and beg Allah Ta'ala for the acceptance of this Ramadan that has passed. And thereafter, for 6 months that comes before the next Ramadan, they start preparing for the Ramadan in advance. Allah Ta'ala gives us this principle in Quran, فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ. That now Allah Ta'ala speaks about that when things are coming to a culmination, coming to an end. Now praise Allah, thank Allah for Allah allowing us to see this month. That how many of them before Ramadan wanted to see it and the day before Ramadan they passed away. How many of them within Ramadan they have passed away. Allah has allowed us to see it throughout this entire month where we are offered extra salah, extra ibadah towards Allah Ta'ala. So praise and thank Allah and make istighfar for whatever shortcomings might have come. Whatever we might have done wrong, wherever we might have slipped up during this blessed month of Ramadan, and istighfar is also one of the means of getting our actions accepted in the court of Allah Ta'ala. These are some of the things which we can take up on this day, where we can ensure that we maximize these final few hours. And like this morning, as we were sitting in the Darul Uloom, and we were watching the sun rise, and we think to ourselves that, will I see another sunrise of Ramadan? Will I be alive to see another sunrise of Ramadan? And that will only come next year, whether we are around or not. That is only in the decree and the knowledge of Allah Ta'ala. Now, coming after this day of Ramadan, we know comes the night of Eid, the night of prize giving, which is known as in the hadith as Laylatul Ja'iza. This is a night where Allah Ta'ala is rewarding His servants tremendously for having fulfilled what was expected of them during the month of Ramadan. Allah Ta'ala's rewards and blessings have no end. I think of that worker who throughout the month he toiled and he worked hard. And now all that is needed for him is to come on that day, step into the office and collect his salary. No need for him to even really work. All he has to finish work, he has to just step in, collect that salary. Now, when the boss is waiting for him, the other workers are looking for him and they can't find him. He just disappeared. People, what do people say? This is a real fool. He worked so hard the entire month for the salary, but he never even come collect. You don't even know where is he. So in a similar manner, we have worked so hard in trying to being in the obedience of Allah Ta'ala, in the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. And now Allah Ta'ala is saying, this is the night of tithe giving. This is the night where you're going to get your rewards. So come forward. Come. All we have to do is step into the court of Allah. All we have to do is present ourselves in the court of Allah. Yes, on this night, obviously, there'll be joy, happiness, excitement within the homes. That is a day of Eid. It's a day of our celebration. That is in its place. But once that settles down and we go to rest for the night, at least take out some time, if not the entire night, but some night on that musalla, perform two rakat, make dua to Allah, and present ourselves forward. The main thing is to be present in the court of Allah Ta'ala on this night, where Allah Ta'ala is dishing out to all the pious servants. And in doing so, we know the conditions of our amal and our actions, how weak they are and how insincere they are. But with that one intention that, oh Allah, you are giving all your pious servants on this night. All your pious servants are there. I am just here. I'm resembling them. Oh Allah, chuck me in there also. I'm resembling them. I am following the hadith of my Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Oh Allah, you also, you chuck me in with them. Example I can give is that of a program taking place in a masjid. And it was a very lengthy program. And one person, he just walks into the masjid at the last few seconds, the dua even finished, was concluded. And the people were just about to get up and he walked in, he sat down. Now generally, the habit is after a program, then some chocolate or ice cream is given. Now, when a person is handing out their chocolate, they're not going to ask them, were you here for the entire program? How long were you here for? It's whoever was there present now at that end of it all. Now when everyone's exiting together and you exit with them, even though you might have not benefited one bit from the program, but the mere fact you were in that gathering and leaving with them, you too will receive a chocolate. So in a similar manner, we have hope with Allah Ta'ala, in Allah Ta'ala, that we too, we have hope that because we resemble the akabir, we resemble the pious of our times, we too will be given the blessings when Allah is giving them, just by merely resembling them and acting on the hadith of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Thereafter comes the day of Eid. And just one more aspect about the night of Eid is that the hadith mentions that there are five nights in a year. If a person stays up in the ibadat of Allah, then his heart will not die when all other hearts die. And one of those nights is Eid al-Fitr, the night of Eid. So when we are staying up for this night also, let us, with this intention, O Allah, acting upon this hadith of a Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and definitely the words of my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is 100% true, and I have no doubts behind it. Then comes the day of Eid, and part of a very lengthy hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned a conversation Allah Ta'ala has with the malaika. And the gist of it is, the marfum of it is, that Allah Ta'ala asks the malaika, what is the reward of the worker who has completed his work? And the malaika reply, it is only right that he receives his reward in full. And to this year now, Allah Ta'ala responds, I call you to witness, O my malaika, that for their having fasted during the month of Ramadan and standing in prayer at night, I have granted them as reward my pleasure and forgiveness. Thereafter the hadith goes on to say that Allah Ta'ala mentions that now let them ask of whatever need they have of akhirah, of dunya, and Allah Ta'ala will grant it. From this aspect of the day of Eid itself, we can see the quality of Allah Ta'ala of wanting to give, of wanting to reward us. Think for example, now Eid is coming up. We got our Eid ready to give. We got our Eid gifts ready to give. One is that person receiving it, how excited and happy he gets upon receiving it. But in actual fact, the greater happiness is the person that's giving it. Because imagine he bought it maybe in advance, maybe a week ago, and he's waiting enthusiastically that I want to give it. When can I give it? When is Eid? He's excited to give it because he prepared for it. And he wants to give it to see the smile, to see the happiness on the heart, on the face of these people. So imagine how eager Allah Ta'ala is to reward his servants after having fasted the month, after being in the obedience of Allah, to give them all that they ask for. So on the day of Eid, it's also a day of dua. Let us ask Allah Ta'ala. We have an appreciating Allah all we have to do, as I say, is put ourselves forward, put ourselves in the court of Allah, and draw from the unlimited treasures of Allah Ta'ala. I often tell the students that if you want to have a true Eid, then you need to have a true Ramadan. What is meant by this? See, on the day of Eid, then you'll have a person who will enjoy from the food, from the company, from the clothes, from the materialistic things on the day of Eid, and no doubt you should enjoy. And then you'll have that person who throughout the month of Ramadan fasted as he ought to, read his tarawih 20 rakats every night, he did his zikr, his sadaqah, and he made his khatam. Now when that day of Eid comes, his happiness and excitement far exceeds that person who is happy with the food. Because his happiness, only he'll understand in his heart that I have utilized this Ramadan so appropriately. And now when Allah Ta'ala is giving me this day of Eid for me to celebrate, now I can celebrate it as Allah Ta'ala has given. So he'll have that happiness of knowing I've done my Eid, my Ramadan correctly, and together with partaking of whatever has been prepared on this day. The day of Eid, as we know, is our celebration in Islam. There's no other days of celebration in Islam. And how fortunate we are to be Muslims, that our days of celebration in itself is days of benefit, which we can partake of what we have, where we help the poor, where we have family ties that are strengthened, only benefit and benefit in this beautiful deen of Islam. Alhamdulillah alladhi hadana li hadha wa ma kunna linahtadiya lawla an hadana Allah. All praise is only to Allah who has guided us to this deen. And if it wasn't for His guidance, we wouldn't have been here. Compared to the other religions where there is so much waste, so much commercializing of their day of festivities, everything has been lost. So we should see how we hold on to this pure and pristine deen that Allah Ta'ala has gifted us with. So what do we do on the day of Eid? Alhamdulillah, we have heard to some of the sunnats that should be carried out on the day of Eid. Just to touch on two aspects of this day, is that the tahajjud salah, let it not slip on the day of Eid. Remember, the night of Eid and the day of Eid is our first test after the month of Ramadan. It's the first test after the month of Ramadan. Man's nature is, when he is happy, when things are easy and good for him, then he tends to forget Allah. But when things are difficult and constrained, now he wants to remember Allah. So Eid is like the height of happiness a person can experience. So in the state of happiness, still we remember the obedience, still we remember the ibadat of Allah. Let's take a ghusl. Our Fajr Salah in Jamaat of extreme importance, that we might be preparing for Eid and taking a ghusl and taking a bath and getting our clothes ready. But let us prepare in advance that our Fajr Salah with Takbir Ula must never be missed. Our clothes on this day of Eid should be according to the Sunnah and not resemble that of the Kuffar of the Western civilization, because that is not our role models. Our role models are that of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, especially parents who come to their children with the haircut they're going to have. We should see how everything is in compliance with Sharia. And when due to limited time, inshallah, just one aspect we'll touch on before we move on to the next point, is that a very important point of Eid is Mashwara. You see, we have our families, and we have the families we are married into. And unnecessary arguments may arise, or unnecessary discussions arise, that how we spend in the day of Eid, because it wasn't clarified from the onset. Before that, had we sat down and make Mashwara, and every family should make Mashwara over and over again, you see, there will be no fight in such families. Make Mashwara, okay, how we spend in the morning, what side we're going, day, midday, evening. The day is clear cut and planned out through whatever is done. So when the day of Eid comes, everyone has a clear understanding of how the day is going to be carried out, and no one is left with any questions or any misunderstandings. And you'll see after the day of Eid, inshallah, we are in the month of Shawwal. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has said, "Man sama Ramadan, thumma atba'ahu sittan min Shawwal, kana ka siyam ad-dahr." That whoever has fasted the month of Ramadan and thereafter he follows it up with six fasts in the month of Shawwal, it will be as though he has fasted the entire year. Now, we are in need of sawab. We always think of sawab as the currency of the akhirah. If we know currency, we know dollars, pounds. But the currency of the akhirah is sawab. Just think of that bank balance getting more and more. We are all in need of sawab. Let us see how. We are already in the habit of fasting. 6 more days after 30 is not going to be so difficult whatsoever. And Allah Ta'ala made it so easy. We don't have to keep them all one after the other. We can keep them all 6 in a row if a person likes. A person can spread it out throughout the entire month of Shawwal too, no problem. Obviously, on the day of Eid, it is forbidden to fast. Now, a good method of doing it is that on the Mondays and Thursdays of the month of Shawwal, let us skip the 6 fasts. with the intention that, oh Allah, after this year, let me continue with this weekly fasting of Monday and Thursdays as done by Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. May Allah Ta'ala grant us tawfiq of doing that day, inshallah.
Ameen.
And in concluding, I would like to conclude on two points, inshallah. That remember well that Ramadan was the month of training. Ramadan was not the exam. Ramadan was preparing us for what's going to come after. Allah Ta'ala showed us that in Ramadan, we were able to live our lives in this dunya in complete obedience to Allah. While the person might have thought deen is so difficult, so hard, whereas now he realized deen is the most simplest and the most easiest. That now he realizes, what's so hard in me performing my 5-time salah? What's so hard in me reading Quran? Nothing at all. It was my mindset that needed to be changed. That out of Ramadan, we had the primary mindset, my dunya is first, and then my secondary mindset, my deen comes after. So we always plan deen around dunya. But in Ramadan, a person's mindset was such that when can I have more time for Quran? When can I go to the masjid earlier? When can I make more dhikr? That we made our deen the priority. And whatever time we could just fit in dunya, we did so. And that's the mindset we need to go on. So as we said, this Ramadan was the month of training. And training is always more intense than the actual event. Like a person that is cooking. When a person is cooking that food, that heat that is used is much more intense compared to once the food has been cooked. Once the food is cooked, they lower the stove, they keep it on warm, just so when it's ready to dish out, a person can dish out. So likewise, in the month of Ramadan, we were cooking. We are being cooked in the ibadat of Allah with such intensity. But now, after the month of Ramadan, maybe we won't read so much of Quran. Maybe we won't read so much of Nafl. Maybe we won't read so much of Zikr. But we still have to read our Salah. We still have to read Quran. Maybe of a lower level, but we still have to keep it warm. We keep our iman warm. So that when a time comes, we need that food, then it's always there to turn to. It's always there to turn to. And lastly, that just like how we're going to see on the day of Eid, such enjoyment we are going to experience on meeting family members. And this enjoyment on the day of Eid of meeting family and friends is not the same as when we have family get-togethers. Why? Because now when we are meeting, and a person can vouch for it, that this excitement is a different excitement. And the reason we can say is that we are meeting after we know our whole families were in the obedience of Allah. And now we're meeting only to fulfill the command of Allah Ta'ala of celebrating this day of Eid.
True.
So, like this year, inshallah, if we keep that in mind and think to ourselves that how happy we will be on the day of Qiyamah when Allah Ta'ala reunites us all together in Jannah, like we have been reunited now on the day of Eid. May Allah Ta'ala grant us understanding and accept whatever has been said in our ibadah throughout the month of Ramadan.
We say Jazakumullah khairan to you, Mulana Salman Yunus. Beautiful advice, pieces of advice that were given and pertinent as well. Many points that we tend to just forget. And although we know it, but we need to be reminded, conscientized again, as was mentioned on the day of Eid. We tend to feel, okay, shaitans are out. Now we also forget that 29 days that we've put so much of effort, 30 days, and we just throw it away. That is what Allah Azza wa Jal speaks about in the verse of the Quran Sharif, about that female who does so much. Allah says in Surah An-Nahl, verse 92, وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّتِي نَقَضَتْ غَزْلَهَا مِنْ بَعْدِ قُوَّةٍ أَنْكَاثًا. That woman, do not be like that woman who has broken her yarn into pieces after spinning it firmly. So she made so much effort and just throws it away. So like this, Mulana has delivered beautiful pieces of advice. We have enjoyed it too. Inshallah, there will be a podcast prepared. Mulana, we hope to have you again in the future. Jazakumullah khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Walaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.